You're listening to Bombshell Brunches, where your hosts Raquel Rodenberg and Christina Lau sip and spill with badass babes every Tuesday morning.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you? The microphone is banging around. Are you sure? Are you
gonna... My whole table is banging around. My life is banging around. Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm not even going to do like an official start.
No, we've started.
Yes.
It's Alan.
Okay. I went out yesterday. We can all hear that in my voice, babes. Let's not mince words around this. I went out and I went to a few places. It's been a long time since you could just be like, let's go to more than one place. Okay, I can't move too much because it hurts my head. But I went out to a couple of places, you know, one that my friend Sabrina is the main bartender at, and she's amazing, by the way, Chickadee Room for the win. One of the first places was on a bar. We were sitting on the bar and it's a corner bar. And there's me and my dear friend, Andre, who I have not seen in a long time.
Months.
No, sorry, it's the pandemic. Years. I've not seen in person. Yeah, lost track of time. Let's just forgive me for a second. But then I saw someone else that I hadn't seen in a very long time who, you know, I see in the music industry around, out and about, like, nice person. And so I said hi, you know, did the elbow bump and kind of just pleasantly said hi. I needed to focus on my friend, right? The problem was that this other person was right next to me. If the bar is a corner, we were on like the edge of one corner and this other person was on the other corner by themselves for the entire duration that we were there. And so I was in a conundrum, and this is what I wanted to get your opinion on. I was in a conundrum because I was like, is that the right word? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think anyway, so. Sounds like it.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was in this conundrum because I was like, well, there's this person that I would like to engage and say, you know, hi, more than just hi. But at the same time, we're waiting for a table in another restaurant. We don't know how much time we have. Or sorry, in another bar. We don't know how much time we have. And I think it's socially inappropriate for me to try and involve this new person in a conversation when I want to catch up with the person that I arranged to meet with. Okay. You look like you're thinking.
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Okay.
Yes.
There's more. Because then when we went to pay, Andre went up and went to the washroom and I turned around and I was like, oh, how's music? And he got up and he shrugged and he walked away. And I was like, what did I just say? What? And I then found out later that that person was very offended.
And how did you find this out? Did you get a message later?
Yeah. And not in a rude way. Like, let's be completely honest. Like, but I'm bringing this up because I'm like, okay. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up to you, because in Canada and in Vancouver, like, I don't know what conventions are. I know that different people are very different. There's different etiquette, but this was my thought process. If I engage with this person, I'm going to then have to facilitate a three-person conversation that was not intentional with someone that I don't know knows the other person in a context where I don't know that I have any time at all before we move on to the next place. No idea if this person had another person coming to meet them. I didn't want to do the pleasantries to the point where it was like, well, meet this, this is what they do. Because for me, that's how I've been brought up, is to not just be like, hello, and then sit down and ignore a person. That's not my intention in any way. But there's also social responsibilities to the person you've come with, right? The issue was the proximity. I think the issue was the proximity. If I had said, oh, hello, nice to see you, and then walked to another part of the room. But
you were like kitty corner. You were like
sitting
next to each other.
Yeah. And then, we were right next to each other.
Oh, that's awkward.
It's so awkward. But I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to deal with that.
Did you set any expectations for the guy who is sitting there alone? Like, hey, blah, 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 it's so nice to see you. But like, you know, I'm just catching up with this guy who I haven't seen in forever. We should totally catch up another day. Did you set any like...
No, I didn't want to.
Because
I will never... Okay, sorry, just to be really clear, I will never say to somebody, let's catch up another day. You know, for a fact, I don't have other days. I have like 45-minute meeting slots with my parents.
You don't say, like, until another time. That's the expectation. Like, not that you're going to give them a day, but just, or this person wasn't important enough to, I shouldn't say important enough.
We're not that friends enough.
Your friendship is not so grand that you would, like, set
time. It's not away. Even the not so grand. It's the fact that you know that I don't have time. When someone goes, we should get coffee, I get anxiety. When someone says, let's meet up, I get, when someone says, let's have a 5-minute phone call, I get anxiety. Okay, let's run that scenario then. I go in, sit down, I go, oh my gosh, I'm with my friend, but it's so nice to see you. Like the end? Or do I say, it's just so nice to see you. You know, maybe I'll bump into you at a random bar again another time and exchange pleasantries in future in the same manner.
Oh, so did you just not say anything at all?
I said hi.
Yeah, you said hi.
Did the thing. And then yeah. I sat down. And okay, so to my credit, I was facing Andre. And I was facing Andre, not facing this other person who looked like, in England, people sit there and nurse their drinks and just have a drink. And they just do that. They go to a bar or a pub and they just watch the world go by. Like, was I... Is that not
is very
thing?
English, P.S. No. It kind of weirded me out when I was there. Like, what are these people doing just drinking?
Okay, so that's a cultural...
Don't you have something to do tomorrow? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they do.
But
yeah.
Also kind of like not kidding. It did weird me out. But
no, I do as far as like... Here.
Social graces. You know what? For me, it's not a drink. It's like usually coffee, but I will do it over a drink if I'm like traveling by myself.
Yeah, I'll but go. You do something at the same time. You don't just stare into space.
No. I'll just sit there by myself. When I'm traveling, absolutely. That is like the best thing in the world. And I don't want to be disturbed. That's the other note is if I'm sitting there having a drink by myself, I do not want you to approach. I'm sitting there to be alone with my drink. I am enjoying my alone time. Please do not see it as an invitation. So I can see why you would be like, I can see the confusion there.
You're right. I think I needed to manage the expectation. Clearly I needed to. I got a message that made me feel like I was the worst person on the planet. Like,
it is an expectation thing. Like, but also, I don't know. I think maybe that person had some internal things going on that was kind of getting, I don't know. I think it was like an internal thing going on where they were like, I really wanted to talk to this person because I was having a shit day. But then like, yeah, was trying to put that on someone else. Because I think there is social graces about like, you're there with someone else. Yeah. And it's one thing if they open it up to you, but it's another, like if it's clear that they're having their like catch up. But I do think to avoid that in future, managing expectations helps. I don't think
I see you and we're at a bar and I'm there with someone else, I'm going to be like, oh, hi, Raquel. Hi, friend. It's so nice to see you. I'm going to turn around now.
Now, that's not managing expectations.
What do I do? Maybe I should just do that. Just be like, hey, so great to see you.
No, I think it's like, I'm just catching up with a buddy I haven't seen in forever, but I'd love to talk to you another time.
But
why? No, why can't you just lie?
Raquel,
just say it. Make people feel good.
Like, no, because the problem then is, as you know, I will then have to speak to them another time and make time for that other person. And not in a rude way, not that I don't want to make time, just that that was not on my mental agenda of things to make people to make time for in the next week.
This is
the thing with Vancouver. It's like, it's empty. It's like, let's go. And it's probably many other cities. I don't know why I just missed that gene that was like, when someone says, let's get coffee, I get my phone and I go, when, what date and time? And then they go, well, we can just find a time. I'm like, we can find a time right now. I have a supercomputer in my hand. Now's the time. Or is what you're saying, goodbye, full stop, and not let's get coffee? Because if you do, I'm threatening you with my supercomputer in my hand.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah. I don't understand. And this happens in so many, and I get it. And I understand, like in Cantonese, like the first thing that someone says when you see them often is, mm-hmm. I'm going to butcher the Cantonese, but I'm going to be brave and say it. Sek fa mea means, did you eat yet? Literally, did you eat rice yet?
Okay.
And that is the first thing that you say. It's like a greeting. It's like, how's it going? Right?
Like on the street, you're like, did you eat rice yet?
If you're meeting someone, like you're meeting up
like,
with someone.
Oh, you're meeting up with someone for like.
Yeah, not like as you're yeah, passing yeah, yeah. someone. Okay. Like, okay, I was like, to, the same way that you like, would say.
Are you full? Okay.
Yeah. Like it's basically like, okay. do you have food in your stomach? Are you yeah. full? Are you fed?
And are you comfortable?
Are you comfortable? Right. But yeah. or how's it going? Like nobody actually yeah. really wants to know how you're doing.
Here.
Well, when someone's like, oh, how's it going? You know, it's yeah. that kind of greeting, right? Like, I think in the exit greetings, you know, like, or the exit salutations, what is the word for the end of like the goodbyes? Anyway.
Yeah.
Insert that word.
Yeah.
It's 7 a.m. Come on a Saturday.
After what, 5 hours of sleep?
After 5 hours. Which I'm okay with 5 hours of sleep. Yeah. It's all of the cocktails that were very delicious. But what is the exit? You know, what is like when someone's like, oh, great. Well, it was so nice to bump into you. Let's catch up. No, because then I'll be like, where? You said it now. You've said the words. And now I have to pull out my
That's
phone.
Actually such a good point, though, about clarity. Like, I went out with my sister and my mom. We went walking in White Rock before I left. And we were like, let's just go for a nice sunny walk. This is going to be so lovely. And this dude he ended up just like following us. Yeah. Yeah. Like just
laughing,
down the path.
That's not a funny thing.
No. He was following us. I don't know. He like, the problem was I like looked over to see an ice cream shop and he was standing there. And as my eyes sweat, they met his eyes. And that was like the lock-in moment for him.
Oh, no.
Regardless, this was obviously a bit of a disturbed human. But he did end up following us down the path. And then, you know, he proceeded to talk to us. And this was like one of my last days there and really my last hangout with my family. So I was like, you know... And I can't remember, like, my mom said a couple things. She was like, just trying to do the avoid. Like, let's just walk on this side, girls. Like, let's do this. And, oh, maybe we should stop over here. And then finally, I just, like, turned to him and I was like, listen, you know, we're not interested. We're on a walk by ourselves. We just want to be by ourselves. Thanks, but no thanks. Please leave us be.
Did he?
He didn't, actually. And so we had to do it again, which it did work the second time. So then my mom was like, you seem like a very nice man, but we really just, we don't want to talk to you. Sorry. it sounds kind of mean, but you have to be clear.
Is it mean? Or
no,
is it like, how
I don't
do
think
you say
it
that with
should
kindness?
Be mean. Like, no. I don't think it should be considered mean because at the end of the day, it's like, if you're going to intrude on people's time, you have to be prepared that they may not want it. I think that's really
yes.
the end result. It's like,
okay. And that
prepare
was
prepare yourself.
Yeah. You know, in response to what you were saying earlier, I think that one, like, I'm so sorry that happened, that, you know, when people's social norms are not the same as yours and they encroach on space, like that's right. a really unfortunate thing that happens. I think you and I have spoken about this. It happens to us a lot more than we would like. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty relatable for a lot of people. But secondly, like, this is why in all career pathway design that I work on, there's a tiny seed in my brain that's like, how do we help people facilitate better communication that allows you to remain kind while setting boundaries? That to me was me going into a situation in a much lower stakes situation than yours, where I didn't want to have to explain the situation. I didn't want to have to be, it was in my mind, it was very clear. And obviously it wasn't clear enough, but you're right. I could have turned around and said, it's really nice to see you. I'm just going to turn around to my friend now because I have, you know, a set time that I've put aside for my friend. But
yeah,
it was really nice to see you. But in the moment, you don't think that way. You're like, hi, you revert back to those social norms that you're brought up with. And for me, I'm not like, I feel like I'm of the world, but not in it half the time, because I've been in so many different cultures that I don't know which one is appropriate. And then I either sound like a super direct asshole that is just like, give me your times and availabilities, when all I'm doing is being like, I'm just doing what you are saying, literally words. Like, how many times do I say to you, who is we? That is not there's no actionable item from we. So same thing. Whereas I'm like, okay, this is the thing. Then at the same time, obviously, someone's turned around and been like, that was really socially rude.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, what's the answer? Oh, okay. I'm not going to subscribe to, oh, let's go have coffee at some time. And then when they go, yeah, sure, I go away. I don't feel like a good person. I feel like a liar. And we both know that I am a mediocre actor and a terrible liar.
Okay. But I think what you said just now of managing expectations, it was great to see you. I'm just in a catch up with my friends, so I'm going to jump back over there. But
yeah, but then I don't jump.
It was
anywhere.
Lovely. It
I
was
don't
lovely.
Jump anywhere. I turn around.
Oh, because you were in the same spot. You didn't even like have to
That's
walk one where, step.
Not, yes, if I got, I didn't have to. I couldn't even swivel.
I mean,
I would love to hear what you all think about this, by the way. Please let me know what the appropriate response is, in your opinion. Also, what you've done in that situation. I don't know what I don't know. And I am not clearly Vancouver Canadian enough. I don't know if it's a cultural, it could have been that someone else, it could have been fine.
It could have just been a bad day for the other person too. Like, it could have been that on another day, it wouldn't have even like triggered on their radar, but that day, maybe it did.
Or it could have been a good day for that person and I ruined it.
Well, I mean, that's jumping to the worst case scenario.
Mind you, I do need to learn to be okay with that. But that's the thing. The more you're in, not even the public eye, like, I am not a celebrity. I don't have people who think that, you know, I am not famous.
But you're very outgoing and you show your face in a lot of places. You're out a lot.
I do meet a lot of people, whether it's online on conferences or whatever. I do know a lot of, like, there are networks of people that I interact with. And I'll be honest, I've been in situations before where someone's come up and said hi and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in my mind. I have never seen you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what the context is. My mind is racing. I am trying to exercise my, please just be a good actor for 1 minute of your life. And obviously it's failing. So I just look like some kind of rabid person. That's just
I have to tell you though, because I've had that where I went to school with someone. So I was doing this promo job. I was in university and I was doing this promo job. I went to the States and it was like for this Comic-Con type thing. Anyways, whole nother life, but went there. And one of the girls that I was working with, she was like, Raquel, blah, blah, blah. And she's like talking to me. She's like, she knows me. And I'm looking at her and we all know I do not have a poker face on. And she's like, do you seriously not reckon? She was pissed. And I was like, no, like, can you remind me?
Can you elaborate on your face? Can you elaborate on your face?
Where do we know each other from? I'm blanking. And she's like, we went to high school together. I was like best friends with these girls you knew, like all of this stuff. And I was like,
how big was your high school?
I don't know. Not very big, I guess. Like
it hundreds, was, thousands of people?
I guess thousands, but not like massive thousands. Whoa. Maybe like a couple thousand. Like, but I mean, also in my in my defense, first of all, I was very aloof in high school. Like I just wanted in and out.
Right.
Majority of my friends were outside of my high school, like attending other nearby high schools. So when I was actually in the high school, I was just like laser focus, let me get through these like classes and then get out to go to my friends. I barely like remembered what I was seeing in those hallways. But yeah, she was so angry with me. Like she took that so hard. And I was like, girl, I'm so sorry. But like, even with these stories, it's not coming to me.
People don't remember me all the time. I don't know why this is offensive to this poor person. Like, I mean, fair enough, but like, what's not, mind you, the opposite. I'm waiting for the opposite to happen for someone to be like, hey, Christina. And maybe like, hey, it's been a really long time. And then they turn around and go, no, it hasn't. I've never met you, and walk away. I'm waiting for that day where because 99% of the time someone will say, oh, I met you at this thing. And immediately, as soon as they say it, I'm like, boom, yeah. Matt, I know the interaction, I remember this person. But if you're on a, if you're one of the audience members on a panel that I'm on,
right?
Please tell me, like, tell me that that's the context. I need context.
Yeah.
Oh, and similarly with this person sitting next to me, this is why I wanted to bring it up as our little brunch break. I just needed to get that off my chest because I was like, I've now clearly offended someone. But at the same time, I'm like, my first reaction is like, excuse me, what is your social norm? But then I realize also that that's not, you know, obviously I'm missing some piece of this puzzle, but now is my next chance to turn around and kindly articulate that I did not find it socially appropriate to engage in a conversation with someone. The unfortunate situation was that you were sitting right next to me, but this is not how I interact. And I feel like that because I know that as I move and as you and I move in our careers and what we're doing, like, we need to be not diplomatic, but like we need to be kind, but communicate with those boundaries.
Yeah.
And I've got to figure out how to do that at every turn because what I don't want, like our friend Carissa.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't like the way that she interacts, because she's an influencer, like.
But you're not going to be able to hit every person and have them happy every single time. Like you just.
No, but I have to be comfortable.
You have to be able to. Yeah. Defensible. You have to make yourself comfortable with that, whatever that looks like.
Which is...
But this isn't law. Like, you don't have to be defensible. It's just what makes you comfortable.
But Anne pushes the boundaries, you know? Anyway, we have to wrap this up because I need to go and get a piece of toast and absorb some of these cocktails. I'm not going to lie. Well, like I said, I can't lie. Apparently, I'm terrible at it.
Just be careful. If you do say to Christina, you know, that you'll go for coffee sometime, it's on the books.
Yeah. Well, don't promise people that. Do you know how many people now I'm going to have to be like, oh, okay. I will whip out my supercomputer and plug it right in and it'll be in real time. God. Yeah,
and to be fair, if it's me, you may never hear from me again. So just know the differences like 2 years. Of the people you talk to.
Yeah. I did bump into Raquel multiple times before we started this podcast. She was like, yeah, we should totally catch up. Didn't happen. You monster. And now look what's happened. Now you see me every day. It's only going to get worse.
Or
retribution for brushing me off while I was running after you, just standing there in the corner with my supercomputer going, I'm waiting.
It's Tuesday the 18th
available at 2:30 to 2:48. Give me 48 minutes instead of 45. All right, goodbye. We got to go. I got to go eat toast.
Thanks for listening, Bombshells. In order to continue to elevate, please rate and follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and hit us up on Instagram at Bombshell Brunches, where we'll be listening for your feedback, ideas, and guest suggestions. Until next time, stay focused, fierce, and fabulous.